Germany says the swift conclusion of talks over a third bailout deal for Greece is desirable, but a thorough agreement is better than a quick one.
A quick conclusion to Greece's bailout negotiations would, of course, be desirable, but we must not forget that we are discussing a three-year program, in other words, a program with a wide-ranging list of reforms. The principle thoroughness over speed applies here in particular.
The German officials' comments come amid signs that Greece and its international creditors could be close to a third bailout deal. They're not working on the draft of the deal worth nearly 86 billion euros. Athens will receive the fund to repay its debts, including a 3.4 billion euro repayment due on August 20. In exchange for the bailout money, Greece must implement further economic reforms. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says that his government plans to slash lawmaker tax breaks and ministerial salaries. Athens adopted two rounds of austerity measures last month, which have drawn public anger. Mark Thornton is a senior fellow at the Mises Institute, joining us from Alabama. Mark Thornton, I'm looking at what Greece say they have to implement, and this is the lawmaker salaries and ministerial salaries. Lawmaker tax breaks, I'm sorry, and ministerial salaries. Are these figures so high that they need to be slashed?
Well, if the $86 billion deal represents a cutback on the amount of Greek debt, then it's definitely a step in the right direction. If they're simply adding another $86 billion of new debt on top of existing debt, then it's economic insanity that could never possibly ever be paid off, no matter what Greece did with its internal reforms. So that's a key aspect of the deal. Is it a write down of the debt, or is it just adding new debt to the old debt? In terms of cutting ministerial salaries, that's actually a good step in the right direction. Real austerity, from the Austrian School of Economics perspective, is when you have a law in place that any budget deficit is covered by cutbacks in the salaries, benefits, and pensions of existing politicians, bureaucrats, ministers, and government employees. That would balance the budget automatically, and it would give a tremendous incentive for everybody working in government to make sure that they have a balanced budget year in, year out, without having to go into any new debt. So in terms of the internal reforms, yes, that's a step in the right direction.
And do you think that when we want to take a look at Greece in the next few years, that we're still going to be looking at debt that's been piled up? And as you mentioned, it's not because the economy is flourishing that they're able to pay back the debt, because some are saying this recent agreement, might as well just put Greece away, because they're not going to be able to, I think you also said, repay this debt.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. The current Greek economy has no way of sustaining itself, and it's certainly in terms of paying off an enormous government debt that currently exceeds its entire gross domestic product for a year. And so the European politicians and banksters have essentially rewritten that debt so that it's paid off over an entire generation. So it's already been pushed out into the future. The interest rates are very low relative to Greece's creditworthiness. And so just adding more debt on top of that makes the situation that much more unsustainable. And so the current politicians and banksters in Europe are hoping that they can push this problem off into a period of time when they're no longer in public office and somebody else will have to bear the burden and make the tough decisions that they've failed to do.
From Alabama, Mark Thornton, senior fellow at Mises Institute. Thank you.